Time now for the sunny side of sports. Sitting in for Sunny is Jonah Haskell. Hello, Jonah.
Hey, Yehaz.
What's happening in the sports world this evening?
Well, we begin today in the Midwestern U.S. city of Sheboygan, Wisconsin, where the 2015 PGA Championship's first round took place on Thursday. American Dustin Johnson is the leader after day one, having posted a score of 66, good enough for 6-under and sole possession of first. Johnson has now been at the top of the leaderboard following the first round of all four majors this year. In the previous three, Johnson was unable to hang on to his early lead, but he spoke about how his good play on Thursday has raised his confidence.
No, I knew it was going to be fairly tough out there today. But, you know, got off to a great start, birdie in the first two holes, and then, you know, just hit it really solid all day. Drove it well, hit my irons really well, and then, you know, rolled the putter pretty nicely too. So, you know, it was just all around, it was just a really solid day.
Finishing one stroke behind Johnson at 5-under was David Lingmerth of Sweden. Lingmerth has never won a major before, but he did earn his first PGA Tour victory at the Memorial Tournament in June, where he defeated Justin Rose in a playoff. After his stellar round on Thursday, David said that his win at the Memorial was important to his recent success.
That win at Memorial kind of, you know, got me the confidence, I guess, and got me kick-started, and I put myself in the position to have some good chances to win some more tournaments after that, and it's really good practice for tournaments like these. So, I'm hoping I can keep it up and be there on Sunday.
Lingmerth was part of one of the early groups to tee off on Friday morning, although he is currently still at 5-under. Behind Lingmerth, eight players are tied for third at 4-under, including Australian Jason Day and American Matt Kuchar, while Thomas Bjorn of Denmark, who led for much of yesterday, and Briton Justin Rose are at 2-under. Also at 2-under currently is the only Zimbabwean on the PGA Tour, Brendan DeYoung. He finished at even on Thursday, but is off to a hot start with his early tee time on Friday. George Coty is another player taking advantage of an early start on Friday to move up the leaderboard to 2-under. World number 2 Jordan Spieth finished on Thursday with a strong 71 to put him at 1-under and within striking distance of the lead. Spieth also got an early start and is currently at 4-under after starting the second round very strong. The top player in the world, Rory McIlroy, returned yesterday for his first round of competitive golf since injuring his ankle in July and missing the British Open. He played well considering the strong winds, keeping pace with his groupmate Spieth to finish at the first round at 1-under. On Thursday evening, McIlroy said that he had some nerves on the first tee, but was overall happy with how he played.
It was a solid round of golf. Happy with the way I struck the ball. I must say I was pretty nervous on the first tee. You know, it was just getting back there. It was nice to get that opening tee shot out of the way, and wasn't the best of starts, but to hit those two shots on the second hole and make birdie, that sort of settled me down and I could get into the round. But I think anything under par this afternoon was a decent score. I was, you know, I set myself a target going into the back nine. I knew there'd be a few chances, so I thought trying to shoot something under 70 was realistic. I sort of had a chance to do that after birdie in the 16th. You know, missed a good chance there on 17, and you know, unfortunate bogey the last. I guess just hit a 3-iron and held it up a little bit too much into the wind and leaked it right, but as I said, anything under par today is a good, you know, this afternoon anyway, is a good score.
Other golfers did not fare as well as McIlroy. Tiger Woods began the day decently, hovering around even for a while, but couldn't finish strong as he shot a 75 to finish way back at 3-over. South Africans Louis Oosthuizen and Brandon Grace are even and 1-under respectively, while Ricky Fowler and Vijay Singh are both 1-over. Phil Mickelson, who won the PGA Championship in 2005, did not have a great day, finishing at 2-over. The second round continues throughout Friday, and the final two rounds will be played this weekend, with the winner being named on Sunday.
You better. is. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. I am the greatest.
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on The Voice of America.
VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma joins us now with sports news from all over the continent. And I believe he's beginning today with handball.
Tunisia prevailed over Argentina 35-29 to register their first victory in four matches at the Men's Youth Handball World Championships in Yekaterinburg, Russia, on Thursday. Today, Friday, Tunisia play Japan and Egypt face Germany in matches the Africans need to win to advance to the knockout stage of the contest. Algeria, who have lost all their matches and therefore have no prospects of progressing beyond the preliminary round, play Croatia in their final group fixture. Turning to netball, Jamaica dismissed Uganda 59-47 at the Netball World Cup in Sydney, Australia on Thursday. Today, Friday, Malawi encounter Jamaica, Zambia play Singapore, South Africa face England, and Uganda challenge world champions New Zealand. Meanwhile, the week-long Brookside Federation of East Africa Secondary School Sports Association Games starts in Huye, some 130 kilometers south of the Rwanda capital Kigali, tomorrow Saturday. Over 600 boys and girls from Burundi, Kenya, South Sudan, Tanzania, defending champions Uganda, and hosts Rwanda are vying for glory in athletics, badminton, basketball, football, handball, hockey, lawn tennis, netball, rugby, swimming, table tennis, and volleyball. In football, hosts Tunisia play Morocco in an Orange Africa Nations Championship qualifier in Tunis today, Friday. Elsewhere, Morocco welcome Ghana in a beach football friendly in El Jadida tomorrow, Saturday. On Sunday, Morocco play Hungary at the same venue. Finally, in boxing, the Africa Confederation Boxing Championship starts in Casablanca, Morocco on Sunday. It's a qualifier for the AIBA World Championships in Doha, Qatar in October, where boxers are vying to qualify for the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics.
Thank you very much. That's Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa. We move now to Montreal, where the Rogers Cup or Canadian Open is underway, having finished the third round on Thursday. There were not any upsets this time around, as all seeded players still in the tournament advance. World number one Novak Djokovic made short work of American Jack Sock, who won only three games en route to a straight sets victory for the Joker. Novak has been nursing a slight elbow injury throughout the tournament, but he says that it has not affected his play and that some pain is just part of the job.
Well, I mean, you got to learn to play through the pain and to bear the pain and go, you know, just accept the fact that as a professional athlete you deal with these things, and hopefully every day is going to get better.
Djokovic now moves on to the quarterfinal, where he will face Ernests Gulbis of Latvia, who is unseeded. Gulbis took on another unseeded opponent on Thursday, knocking American Donald Young out with a 6-4-6-4 win. World number two Andy Murray advanced after defeating Gilles Muller 6-3-6-2, and he will be facing last year's winner Joe Wilfried Tsonga in the quarters. Tsonga won a tight match against Bernard Tomic to advance, needing a tiebreaker to win the first set and taking the second one 6-3. A marquee matchup in the quarterfinals between Rafael Nadal and Kei Nishikori is set after both won their round three matches. Nadal, the 7 seed, took out Mikhail Hughesny in straight sets, 6-3-6-3, while Nishikori, seeded 4th, beat 13th seed David Goffin, 6-4-6-4. After his win, Nishikori said that he is excited to face Nadal.
Yeah, it's going to be another big challenge for me, you know, to beat Rafa. You know, I had never beat him before, and I haven't played him long time, so it's going to be very excited, and hope I can play good tennis again tomorrow.
The 16th seed John Isner also advanced to the quarterfinals after defeating Nick Kyrgios 7-5-6-3. Kyrgios was fined and apologized for derogatory comments that he made yesterday during his match with Stan Wawrinka after he had initially refused. Some analysts were calling for a suspension to be handed down, but the ATP decided on just a fine. Isner will be playing against Jeremy Chardy in the quarters. The Frenchman advanced after defeating Ivo Karlovic in the closest match of the day, 4-6, 7-6, 6-4. In Toronto, where the women's tournament is taking place, the seemingly invincible Serena Williams won again, this time making short work of 16 seed Andrea Petkovic, who went down without much of a fight, 6-3, 6-3. Williams' opponent in the quarterfinals will be the unranked Roberta Vinci of Italy, who defeated Garia Gavrilova of Russia, 6-4, 6-3. In another battle of unranked players, Belinda Bencic defeated Sabine Lisicki in a match that featured multiple large swings and momentum. The final score was 6-1, 1-6, 7-6. Number 2 seed Simona Halep continued her good play, dispatching 13 seed Angelique Kerber, 6-3, 5-7, 6-4, and advanced to the quarterfinals to face another high seed, number 6 Agnieszka Radwanska. Radwanska needed 3 sets to win her match against Alize Cornet, but eventually triumphed 6-2, 4-6, 6-4 to move on. Fifth seed Anna Ivanovic breezed through her match with Polona Hercog, 6-2, 6-3, and Lesya Surenko defeated Karina Vitoft, 6-3, 6-4. Surenko will face Sarah Irani, who beat Victoria Azarenka in the quarters. The quarterfinals will take place later on Friday, with the semis taking place on Saturday, and the final will be played on Sunday. And that does it for today's edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm VOA's Jonah Haskell on my last day. Sonny Young will be back next week. Thanks so much for listening. Back to Yehaeus Wuhib.
Thank you, Jonah.